Blog Talk Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, gotta pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay, the recap. The game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a clip. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Are we on? We on? Give me a sign. Let me know if we're on. All right. What's good? What's good? We had a little digital delay in the building. It's all good. We back in your ear. It's the mayor in the building, man. GQ Palace Radio, man. After further review, now how we doing on Tuesday night? It's going down. Yeah, man. We had to, you know, do it like they did at the Super Bowl. The lights went out of the Super Bowl, so don't act like you don't know what's going on, man. You've been there before, so hold us down. So, like, we holding you down. Shout out to my man, big homie Rich, doing the do. Miss Lavino on the boards and all of that. You know what I mean? Told you to pay attention to them notes they be sending. They ain't playing around. But, yo, check it out, man. Shout out to the Miami Heat. Shout out to the Chicago Blackhawks, man. Miami did their thing, man. 7 games, you know, they did what they had to do, man. They had their parade yesterday and all of that. You know, what can you say, man? They handled their business. You know what I mean? So, they no longer just known as short season champs. You know, you got to give, you know, LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh and, you know, the whole organization that just do, man. They, you know, they did what they, you know, set out to do. And now they can just reap the rewards and the benefits of it, man. And don't worry about what nobody else says and off season and all that. Just enjoy your championship. And it's going down next season. That's all I can say as a Knicks fan. It's going down. Shout out to the Chicago Blackhawks, man. I don't know what happened to the Boston Bruins, but in 17 seconds, your whole season could turn around. The Bruins were up 2-1. The game is about to end. 17 seconds later, the Blackhawks are winning. And the Bruins season was over with, and the Chicago Blackhawks are Stanley Cup champions. That's the signal right there. We got a call in the building. Kia is on the air. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. Sorry for the delay, sweetheart, but we're in the building. What's good?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I was just giving a shout-out to the Miami Heat and to the Chicago Blackhawks for handling their business. So what's on your mind on a Tuesday? Huh?
Congratulations to the Blackhawks, yeah.
Yeah, the Blackhawks, they handled their business. The Blackhawks, yeah.
That was an interesting game, what, 2-1, then it got to, what, 5:19 on the clock, it tied it up 2-2, then we knew what happened with the rest.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, and you know, it goes back to a lot of stuff with Boston, man. They always have a, you know, they have a history of, you know, having, you know, letdowns,
you know,
and things of that nature.
I have to look at their history. They had some mean guys on their team way back in the day. They were nasty guys.
Yeah, but they have
fighters.
They have a history of, you know, just like with from Bill Buckner, you know what I mean, and with the Red Sox, and they're playing the Mets in the World Series, to you know, the Celtics and things of that nature. So yeah, man, you know, I had the Blackhawks winning in 7 games. They basically just kind of woke up in the last couple of games in the series.
Well,
man.
Yeah, I didn't have the Blackhawks. I had the Penguins, but you know, that's enough different story. But I did. If anything, Blackhawks and I guess Kane the other night, not this game, but game 5 when he could have put 2 goals. It was a great game.
Yeah, Patrick Kane, they woke up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the first beginning of the playoff,
up.
I mean, you know, Patrick Kane did his thing during the whole playoff series because he was the Conn Smythe Trophy winner. But, you know, during the finals, you know, the Bruins were actually up 2-1. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
And they came
and,
back and
yeah, they came back and did their thing. Shout out to Corey Crawford. I was waiting for Ray Emery to get some burn, you know, let the brother get out there and do his thing, and, you know, because he's a goaltender on the Blackhawks or whatever. But
so,
they got a couple
of
brothers on their team, you know?
Yeah, did you see the polling where somebody said something? What job is more difficult, a pitcher or okay? Say whose job is more difficult, a pitcher or a goalie? Who would you say?
A starting pitcher or a goalie or a quarterback?
Right.
I think I saw that.
I said a goalie because it's like shots he has to take and how many shots he got to try to in a real game. And I say, you know, when they come, they racing down the court
right,
with that little
right.
flex putt. Hitting him, he bending, flexing, making sure that putt do not get in that net.
So I see your logic as far as the goalie is concerned. But
mm-hmm.
you look at either from the perspective of a pitcher who's involved in every single play of the game, right? The pitcher is involved in every single play of the game, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was thinking as you were talking, I was thinking quarterback even, but the quarterback's not on the field playing defense. So the pitcher is involved in every play of the game. You know what I mean? But all three of those jobs are difficult. But if I had to rate them, I would probably say starting pitcher, then quarterback, then goaltender. That's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Only reason I said I'm not quarterback because he's not on the defensive side. And then
a pitcher,
he can lead the game. A pitcher can get knocked out of the game in the third inning. So he's basically, you don't know when he's going to last the whole game.
Right.
That goalie.
A goalie can face 40 shots in a game, or a goalie can face 4 shots in a game.
Right. True.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a game like how these goalies been playing, expecting that. You see how many times they got to bend.
Yeah,
they bend it down. They taking a putt. They coming up. They got some sticks swinging that.
That's right. They
got
to get back up. The reflexes. That's
right.
That's right. And I mean, you know, you have to be acrobatic. You have to be able to have, you know, be able to recognize your area around you and who you have on defense. If you notice during the Stanley Cup playoff, you have a lot of brilliant goaltenders out there. You know, Corey Crawford from the Blackhawks, Tuukka Rask from the Boston Bruins, Jonathan Quick from the Kings. You know what I'm saying?
He was good.
But you know what? You know who looked bad during this playoff series? My man from the Rangers, the King.
Oh, yeah.
He was letting up a lot of soft goals.
So did Penguins.
And Fleury, Fleury too. They had to switch in and out. So, I mean, it just depends. You have to ride a hot goaltender to basically, you know, to win. But, you know, and again, as regards to which one is the toughest, I think goaltender does rate, but I don't, as far as like with compared to quarterback or starting pitcher,
I'm just thinking about all that stuff, especially all that stuff he has to protect himself. You
right.
got that black putt. Hot,
man, coming at you 100 miles.
Coming at you 100 miles, 84 miles, knocking at you. And these guys trying to swing it in, and them sticks sticking you, picking
Did
up, like all that stuff on it.
I don't know if you noticed in the game last night, Corey Crawford took a shot off the mask, and the band popped off in the back.
Exactly.
The back of the mask, the band popped off, and he's trying to tell the referee, like, yo, hold up.
He showed the ref.
The mask is getting ready to come off, yeah. So
he
I mean, again, you know, it's very important to have a goalie that does their numbers, man, and they have a goaltender. I think he plays for St. Louis Blues, if I'm not mistaken. His name is Ben Bishop. He's like 6'7". He's tall. He's a big
goalie.
He's good, you know what I mean, to a point, but then that's where his height is kind of like
it's a
disadvantage to him because he has to do a lot of bending over and things of that nature to play in the crease
and he's
stuff.
Not right, and he's not as flexible as some of these other goalies because Corey is flexible, you know, Rangers, because all that stick putt and sticking you, whatever, trying to get that putt in there, these guys are bending down, stretching. With their knee pads. But I think a goalie is the one that takes a lot of pressure because even though they got a long break in between each you treat each quarter like quarter one, then quarter two, then come back to quarter three. But look at the stop they got to go for four overtime. Well, they went five overtimes in that game.
That's true. But then again, between, like you said, they have breaks in between intermissions between overtimes too. You know what I'm saying? And then what about Josh Harden? He plays for the Minnesota Wild. He has Parkinson's disease.
Oh,
and he's
yeah.
still out there going hard body karate.
Not,
you know
not,
what I mean?
But his is not his is in this. I guess they was. I guess they don't go stages, but his is like where. How long can he play before you know? They were talking about how long he can play.
Right.
So remember when Michael J. Fox found out when he got it, he was still acting and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I mean, how long can he play? You think he can
no
play?
No doubt.
Yeah.
We in the building, man. 646-200-3838, man. You got the mayor in the building, man. We got off to a little late start, man. It's considered a rain delay, but we took the tarp off the field, man, so we back in the building. So, yeah, so shout out again to the Chicago Blackhawks, man, for doing their business and handling their business. Shout out to the Miami Heat, man, for doing their thing. I'm looking at my boy, you, Darvish. Texas Rangers playing the Yankees right now, you know what I mean?
And
I like my man Yu Darvish. I liked him since last year. I think he should start the All-Star game. That's my dude right now, Yu Darvish. Let's get on to the subject of baseball for a hot second.
I did pick my first base, second base, third base.
I'm not going to sweat you for your ballot yet, but who since you brought it up, who you got at first base in the American League?
I don't want to pick Davis for the Orioles.
Yeah,
no,
okay. I mean, you know what? You can't take nothing away from Chris Davis. He's having a month.
He's killing it right now. He deserves to be the most.
But you know what? That just speaks. Look at Albert Pujols. Look at Marcus Teixeira. Look at Justin Morneau. If those guys were having half of the season that Chris Davis was having, you know what I mean? That's why I looked at his defensive numbers. He's right up there. He's number two in the American League at first base.
He's number two.
So what you going to do? You know what I'm saying?
I just have him down there. I have Cano at second base because Cano is playing a good second base.
So he's not getting him.
Mm-hmm. And I have, of course, I'm torn between. Well, I guess I got more with Hardy for shortstop, but I'm not sure if I do want JJ Hardy for shortstop.
Jeter's not there.
The Angels.
I bought
the Angels. Yeah, the Angels. So I got him. Of course, I got Nicky for third base.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I'm going with the Twins catcher Mauer.
I'm getting a little veteran
up there.
Okay, I see you. So what's your outfield look like?
You know, I don't know if Trout is going to be healthy for the All-Star, but I'm a, you know. And then you had Adam Jones.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't pick the third one yet. I'm still guessing between that. And then I picked, it's a DH going to be picked, so... I don't know if American League is going to DH, but if American League was going to DH, I was going to go with Blue Jays and Encarnacion.
Shout out to the tongue twist. Shout out to the tongue twisters.
Reynolds with the Indians.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying.
As far as the American League is concerned, I think that it is what it is. Except, you know, if Jeter was playing, it'd be a wrap. So as far as the shortstops is concerned, J.J. Hardy is just what you're gonna get. I would have took Elvis Andrews, but Elvis Andrews is only hitting 239.
I thought he's better than average, but he's only hitting
239.
And again,
you know, J.J. Hardy is the best out the lot, so I got to take him.
Yeah.
First base, man. I mean, wow. Look at, you know, Chris Davis. I mean, Prince Fielder, he's doing all right. You know what I mean?
Right,
Albert Pujols should be up there. But he's not doing it. Look at and Justin Morneau and all these other guys, but look who you got. Chris Davis, you can't knock him. OPS yeah. of over 1,000. You can't knock them. So that's what it is. So what do you think about Yasiel Puig in the National League? You think he should be in the All-Star game? The guy from the Dodgers?
Yeah.
The new guy from the Dodgers.
I don't think he should start, but I think he should make a...
go ahead.
Because I was thinking, I'm not even sure of my first base because I like Votto for the Reds, but I'm not sure. I don't know if I'm going to put him. Like second base, I was thinking maybe Brandon Phillips.
Right, from the Reds, right.
From the Reds also.
Uh-huh.
When it came to shortstop, I went with Tulo. I can't pronounce his whole last name, but he's with the Rockies.
Troy Tulowitzki.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, and then you got, what's there from the Brewers for shortstop too, but I don't know about him. Segura. He playing with
Gene Segura, yeah. Okay, I would put him before I put Yasiel Puig. And I'm going to tell you why, but go ahead.
But I had him first, and then when I went to third base, I went to Pirates guy, Alvarez.
Okay.
I like him.
Oh, right. Pedro Alvarez.
I like Pedro
right,
Alvarez,
right,
yeah.
Right, right, okay.
And, of course, I was going with... what is it, Molina or
Yadier Molina from the Cardinals?
Yeah.
The catcher?
Yadier Molina
is on the Cardinals.
And Posey with the Giants.
And Buster Posey, right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get to the outfield situation. You're going to put Yasiel Puig on the team, right? But you say he's not going to start. Okay. So whose spot is you going to take away to put Yasiel Puig on the team?
I was going to go with Dominic Brown for the Phillies.
I feel you. Yeah, because this kid argued me down. He was like, well, how you going to, you're going to leave Yasiel Puig off the All-Star team? Yes, I'm going to leave Yasiel Puig off the All-Star team.
He's
putting up numbers, but he just got in the league.
Oh, no. He was like,
name four people that you would put over Yasiel Puig. I was like, okay. Carlos Beltran, Jay Bruce, Sinsu Chu, Justin Upton, and I ain't even get to Andrew McCutchen. I ain't even bother with Bryce Harper. Ryan Braun. I ain't say Dominic Brown. You know what I'm saying? He is entitled to whatever, but I don't think he's entitled to the All-Star game.
Bryce is not playing.
Bryce Harper fell off, yo.
He's not playing.
He stay hurt now, you know what I mean? But the guy to watch is Dominic Brown. He's coming into his own. They've been talking about him for
like
a couple
him.
Years now.
Yeah.
He's coming to his own, you know?
But I will pick him.
So you like the way the Yankees are going right now?
No.
You're down 2-1 at the end of four innings against the Texas Rangers tonight.
Mm. I don't know how long the bleeding is. It's a little slight bleeding, but it's not that bleeding bad. But
Marcia Scherer is still out. He's still gonna be out for a while. You know.
Just gotta figure out this bleeding. Once they figure out the bleeding, then they can stop it. Once they figure that out and get it,
You see the Blue Jays coming, right?
Jose Reyes
will be back tomorrow.
And I think they'll come. Somebody put up that fire soon.
You see the Blue Jays are coming. I just think that, you know, again, they had a whole bunch of, you know, guys that they got together on their team. And I think it took some time for them to, you know, get together and do what they had to do. So, you know, they get it together right now. So, you know, they had 11 in a row. They lost yesterday. But, you know, they doing their thing. They coming. We're here, man. 646-200-3838, man, is the math. Press 1 to get in on the situation. We started off a little late tonight, but we in the building, man.
I think somebody going to stop the bleeding, which I hope somebody will stop their bleeding.
I think that the Yankees, man, we just got to, you know, get some pitching back. We got to get, you know, Pineda,
he's down
in the minor leagues doing his thing right now.
Get too far behind.
We good right now where we at. But, I mean, as far as the wild card, You know what I mean? Because we got that to work with, too. So we tied for the lead in the wild card. So as long as we hanging around, we, you know, anything can happen. You know? Anything can happen. I'm not looking forward to winning division, though. I think the division is going to be hard. It's going to be hard to win that division.
As long as you just get in, it's fine.
Do you believe in the Pittsburgh Pirates?
I do, in a way. In a way, I do. I think for some reason, they got something over there that's just starting to now be seen. But, I mean, a little bit, I'm not sure. But the same thing, like somebody asked me about, do I think the Dodgers are going to do something? I said no. In the beginning, I said no. They said, well, why? Because I didn't think the Dodgers were going to be as great as anybody. And I do like Matt Kemp. Even
right.
though he's not playing, I like
right.
Matt Kemp. Not
right.
playing, because he's going to be an all-star.
Right.
But Dodgers at the bottom
but
of the
question was, do you believe in the Pittsburgh Pirates?
I do believe in the Pittsburgh Pirates. I said, yeah.
I want to, but I don't. I think I have to go to at least the 1st of August see where the Pittsburgh Pirates are at.
Okay, but
the last couple, the last couple of seasons, the Pirates start off real, real good. You know what I mean? You start getting hope for them or whatever, and then they fade. Right now they're 16 games over 500.
But they were never in this predicament last year like they are now. They're in a better
No. They were doing good. Like at this point last year, they were doing good. They were like 13.
They were in the same
situation where they are right now. At this
but
point last year, that's what I'm
more,
saying.
But they got
then
they got
after the
All Star
break, after the All Star break, McCutchen had got hurt. Okay, they had like a 12-13 game losing streak. So that's what I'm saying. I don't want to put too much faith in the Pirates early.
Well,
that's
I'm gonna put a little bit of faith in them because only because they, you know,
because
same
they
town,
related
same,
to the because they wear the same color as the Steelers. Yeah, I get it.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm gonna give them a little faith.
I'm doing that.
Yeah, I'm gonna give them a little credit. But even if they don't do nothing, I think they'll try to manage whatever. But I do. I'm gonna give them a little credit. I'm gonna step out on the limb and get them credit. I am.
I mean, you know, they're in the conversation. They're over 500. They're in the conversation, and the Dodgers are not right now. And that's the thing. The Dodgers are like 9 games under 500, so they're not even in the conversation right now.
They
won't
be in the conversation.
That,
I don't even know Mally
you know,
would survive that.
They got some guys that, you know, they got some guys that come from winning situations like Russell Martin, A.J. Burnett, you know what I mean, and Andrew McCutchen,
exactly.
No joke, Alvarez,
you
like you spoke up earlier, he does his thing, you know, Starlin Marte is good, you know what I mean, so they got a nucleus, man, and Jason Grilley holding down the fort, you know, and coming out the bullpen, you know what I'm saying, so
but
the Pirates,
like,
and their manager, Clint Hurdle, was no joke, so, you know what I mean, they have a team, they just have to hold
before?
It together. Go ahead.
Who did he manage before?
Kansas City Royals.
That's where he came from. I could not think of where he who was the Pirates because I'm looking at AJ Burnett and how he didn't do nothing for us and look at him with
the AJ Burnett was a bum for the Yankees, yo.
I'm like, what the
he was a stone cold bum.
And then I couldn't believe that. I couldn't believe when Martin left us, but he went to the Pirates.
Yeah.
Wow.
He kind of played us out. Russell Martin kind of played us out, but you know what?
He played us out big time.
We could have used him. That's
all
I'm going to say to that. We could have used Russell Martin.
Oh, my God. I can't believe
and,
he played us out.
You know, that's the name of the game right now. the topic I wanted to get into tonight was, like, what do you think is the best trophy in sports? And we have a choice out of the Stanley Cup, the Super Bowl trophy, the NBA trophy, the Major League World Series trophy, or the World Cup, or any other trophy that you think is popular. What do you think is the best trophy
in
sports?
I'm going with my best passion, football, and that's the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl trophy, and why do you think the Super Bowl trophy is the best?
I think the Super Bowl, you know what, football is my first passion. So that's going to be the credit I want to give them is the Super Bowl because I think with Major League Baseball, you know, it's like, yeah, oh, the World Series. You know, when you come to the NBA Championship, it's up there. It would be my second. Hockey probably be my third, and then Major League.
Okay.
But when you come to the Super Bowl, the super of super, Super Bowl, and over baseball, I'm going with my first love. Football. I'm going with football.
Yeah, you got six of them to look at, so you're feeling real good right now.
No, it's not even that. I just think football, when it comes to football, it's a better talk sports than basketball.
Okay.
Because with basketball, we get too much, you know, it gets boring. Football doesn't get boring.
Mm.
You ever see the two, like, basketball getting boring? It's just, like, so boring. So we still talk about the same. But with football don't get boring.
I mean, as far as, you know, to talk about it, it just depends on, you know, with how deep in the pool you are. You know what I mean? It, like you said, it can never get boring. You know what I mean? Some people might, you know, get tired of talking about it, but for people that really are interested and can talk about it forever, it'll never get boring because there's always something else to talk about, a debate.
Well, maybe we haven't had enough to talk about with the same comparison.
Right. That's
LB
right. That's right.
And then that
way you can tell exactly where they are with their, as far as their sports. You know what I mean? They only want to talk about one topic all the time.
It's only one topic. It's everything comparing LeBron to Michael Jordan.
And that's boring.
It's boring.
And that is boring. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I heard a conversation where somebody was talking. It was this guy, and my nephew was at the barbershop, so I had to go pick him up for my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about the Milwaukee Bucks. Mm-hmm. It was a great conversation. They talked about the rich history that the Bucks had, the rich history that Kareem had when he was down there.
Oscar Robertson.
Coach, Coach Hubie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about all this stuff. I was like, why not? I was just listening. And stuff. Now, that's a conversation you can listen to. But this other stuff where they talk about LeBron, who got the most trophy, why he got the trophy at 28, how many rings he got at here,
To me, that's a dumb conversation because, you know, they always say this one got this 30 trophies at 28. They don't consider the fact that, you know, Jordan was in school for 3 years.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, irregardless, they don't count that fact. So, and then what does it matter how many trophies you got when you're 28? Well, all that matters is at the end of the day, what you got at the table at the end of the day. That's it.
What matters is the thing that they don't matter at the end of the day, at the end of everything. He still got 2 and Kobe still got 5. I mean,
right.
So what are they talking about? Regardless.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
what it is.
So boring. That's all it is. It's what it is. And mm-hmm. if you want to add, how many 5? Wade got 3. LeBron got 2. So 3 plus 2 is 5. That's what they equal to get Kobe. It definitely makes no sense. I've been listening to the conversation, and I'm like, you know what?
They always got to figure it out. I just call it the new style, man, and I leave them over there in their corner.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But the NBA draft is Thursday. So what are you feeling about the NBA draft? I'm hearing that Nerlens Noel is not the number one pick. That everybody's talking about.
I don't think he's going number one either. I got a feeling that Otto Porter Jr. or what's name gonna come out number one? He's gonna go with one of those guys.
Oh, you think it's not gonna be? You don't think it's gonna be Alex Len from Maryland?
I don't think it's gonna be Alex Len.
This is the year where you kind of stuck, yo. It's not a situation where you got a Carmelo or you got a LeBron, mm-hmm. you got a, you know, even mm-hmm. a Darko or whatever. You can say, well, either one of those dudes can go number one, and we want those guys. They don't even really have a leg to stand on to negotiate wise. Who wants these dudes? No disrespect. No disrespect to them.
Now, you're absolutely correct, because that's what they said in the combine. They said these guys are, this is the worst draft class.
Yeah, yo.
They are the worst
draft class. I'm hearing a lot of good talk about your man from Indiana, Oladipo. I'm hearing a lot of talk about him.
You know who else I'm hearing to talk about him? McCollum from Lehigh.
Okay, the point guard.
He said he's already made NBA. They called him already made NBA. They talked about Pope out of Georgia.
Yeah.
Caldwell Pope. Then they talked about I don't know, I'm just saying what they're talking about, but they said like with Trey Burke, and they were okay, we know we don't consider the combine to be all that whatever,
uh-huh.
but he had a bad combine. He had an awful combine. He was awful. But I'm not basing that on that. I'm just saying from you watching
you.
It
but you know what, Key, I hear everything you're saying. I'm taking it in and I'm absorbing it and I'm listening and I totally agree with you, yo. But you know what? I'm looking at the draft, and I'm looking at the teams. You look at it, I'm like, oh, my goodness, what is this?
I see a lot of Pistons fans up there who they think they're going to get. And, you know, they were saying who was best for what. A lot of people matching they were matching Michael Carter-Williams going to with the team. They were thinking Michael Carter-Williams may go third.
To the Wizards.
They had him high going third, Michael Carter.
I think that would be a nice little backcourt. I mean, but then what are they going to do with the kid they just got from Florida?
I know that. I'm just saying what they were saying. Yeah, but they were saying they maybe putting Michael Carter Williams up here as third.
I think I hear a bell in our future. There it is. Oh, What's good? We got my man Mike in the building. Mike, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show, man. Mike, you can speak now. Guess he got too shy, man. Stage fright gets him sometime, man. We here for you, my dude.
What's going on, man? You hear me?
Huh?
You hear me now?
I think so.
All right, I'm here.
What's good, man? How you feeling? Welcome to the bigger show. What's good?
I'm mad, man. I'm mad.
You mad?
Yeah.
What you mad at, brother? Talk to me. What you mad at?
Man, I watched that whole day. The Spurs lost.
Oh, man, it's all right, man.
Green was killing them, man. They were supposed to win that.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed, man.
I mean, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, the Spurs, you know, they did what they did, you know, and you could, you know, shift a lot of blame. At this point in the game, you just have to kind of, like, you know, take it for what it is, man. You know,
but
you know,
because
you could say for Tim Duncan, Mr. Bunny, right there. Yeah, he had the series right in his hand.
He
missed the Bunny.
He was mad at that itself.
You know, Danny Green pulled the John Starks 2-for-19. You know, Popovich in game 6, he had a brain fart. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you can chalk that up to a lot of stuff, man. But, you know, you can't deny Miami Heat. Hey, it is what it is.
I give it to LeBron. He's a good player. He's not the best player in the world. You understand? They somebody the best player on the planet Earth. I don't think he's the best player on the planet Earth, but he's a good player.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
He's not no Jordan. You know, he's a young dude, 23. He's still got some more, you know, to go, but... Me personally, I think, you know.
So you say LeBron's not the best player on the planet. Who's the best player on the planet?
For me? I'm you know what? I'm going to keep it real with you.
Yeah,
but
do that.
You want to say, I'm going to say, even though I'm not crazy about him.
Get the button ready. Get the button ready. That's all I'm going to say. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. In fact, to me, the best player on the planet.
Uh-huh.
Was Julius Erving. That's who I
was. Was Julius Erving. I'm talking about who's the best player on the planet now.
Oh, you're talking about now?
Now. Get the
let
button ready.
Let me see. I have to go with my man. I'm sorry. I don't care what the...
Right. Go ahead. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I've been rooting for my man for the longest, and I'm going to go with... Even though I'm a Knicks fan now.
Get to the point.
I'm a Knicks fan now. You know. But.
Yeah.
To me, I'm going to say. Even though I hope the first thing on the line. But me, I'm going to be too.
I'm waiting for the Batman music to start.
I'm sorry. I really think Kobe is better than LeBron.
Okay. All
right. I'm serious. Okay.
Applaud that man's opinion. He said Kobe's better than LeBron. Applaud that.
Yeah, right. I think Kobe's better than LeBron. And I'm not crazy about the Lakers at all.
Okay.
I'm not crazy about Kobe, but I watch and, you know, I observe. But I think if Kobe would have been in there,
right,
it would have been on and popping.
Okay.
I really think, even though my man Tim Duncan, Green, you know, Parker, they all did their thing, that dude Leonard did his thing, too.
He had a pretty good series, but Manu Ginobili, he didn't show up. But the Spurs, again, the Spurs, you know, I'm not taking nothing away from the Spurs. They had it in the palm of their hand, my dude, and they let it get away. That's all you can say to that. They had it.
It was over. I just knew it was over.
No.
I went talking mad junk on game 6. I was yes. I was at my cousin's house, and we all talking. I'm like, it's over. It's a wrap.
Oh, okay, so the series been over. The series been over a few days. So you have the witness protection program now. You back now. You're okay.
I'm mad.
Yeah, take off the fake mustache.
Mad.
You okay? All right. Yes, kids in the building, man. Hard body karate, man, in the building all day.
Oh Lord.
So yeah, man. Hey, so next week, man, it's going down, man. The 4th of July, you know, 2nd of July, after further review parties going down, man. So make sure
that you get your little football situation
going on, because we got, you know, get ready to talk about your Giants and all that good stuff, and them Steelers and all that good stuff, man. So we gonna set off our off season activities next week. So it's on and popping. So yeah, man. So that's how we gonna kick it. So yeah, salute to the Miami Heat, man. Once again, Mike. I'm sorry that they disappointed you, man. And the Spurs, you know, made it, you know, did what they can do, man. So that's all. So what do you think as far as the Knicks are concerned? What you think they're gonna do next year?
Oh, they got my man Nate Robinson right now. It's going down, going down,
going down.
JR to the left. J.R. Smith to the left. Boom.
Well, he decided to, you know, to opt out, so I'm glad, man. I don't really need J.R. Smith on my team, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, but he's not like,
for
$5 million.
If he think he can get a lot more than that somewhere else, God bless him. That's all.
Mm.
I really didn't, you know what I mean? I didn't need that because, I mean, to me, in my opinion, he's never going to live that game four down from the Boston series. We should have swept them. And I think the season would have been a little bit more different. We'd have had that confidence going in. We're after coming off of a sweep. We'd have got the Celtics out of here. We'd have broke them up early. You know what I mean? But hey, it is what it is. So now J.R. Smith has a chance to go out and do his thing as a free agent. More power to him. And I hope he, you know, live long and prosper wherever he goes. But I don't need him on my team. And I'm not. That's the bell. So that means we got another caller on the line. What's good? Faith Walker is in the building. Faith Walker, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show, my dude. What's happening?
What's going on, brother? How you doing, man? I heard you say Celtics, man, so I had to come in here.
Yeah. How you feeling about Doc Rivers going to LA, man?
Man, we kinda light in B-Town.
Wait a minute. Make sure you clarify what LA.
Oh, the Clippers. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, like,
that's
all
right. We got the purple and gold watches in the building, so we got to specify what we're talking about. But yeah, so Faith, man, how do you feel about Doc Rivers going to the LA Clippers?
Yeah, we kind of shaky in Boston right now. We was looking at Brian Shaw, but of course, you know, he went to Denver.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, the coaching is looking kind of delicate right now, man. But you know, Paul about to get moved, KG about to get moved. We just rebuilding right now, man. I mean, we got Rondo, Jeff Green, you know, and a couple other heads and stuff like that. So we just need to rebuild right now.
Who do you see as a person that could kind of like help that, you know, help along with that rebuilding that's going to have to take place up in Boston?
Well, before I get into that, I think the first thing I think Paul and KG, if I was them, I'd go to San Antonio. You know, I go to San Antonio to get back at the East. And who I see coming to Boston, I mean, Boston my team, but I keep it real, not too many people are going to want to come to Boston and play with Rondo until they see him come back from that injury. So it's going to be kind of hard to get people to come and play in Boston with that ankle, you know, that with that ACLU part itself. They don't know the status of, you know, Rondo's ankle.
Right.
So what's your selling point? What's your selling point? They say, okay, well, we got Jeff Green. It was like, okay, well, you know, he all right, but, you know, you're going to need – Doc ain't there no more, so you can't sell me on a coach. So, really, it depends. It got to be somebody at the end
what?
Of their career.
You got the
gotta
Jet.
Be somebody
you got
at
Jason
the
Terry.
Hey, the Jet by the Jet. I think the Jet just happy to be at the airport right now. I think he's just happy to be at the airport right now. So,
yeah, man.
So
let me ask you a question off top.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this earlier today. So who do you think, just right from right now, who do you think see having a better season next year, the Celtics or the Knicks?
Oh, you would ask that. You would ask that, man. I'm going to say the Celtics just because of the pride in me. The pride, that Celtic pride in me going to allow me to say Celtics. You know what? Rondo might come back from the injury and average like 25 a game. You never know.
I don't say that to disparage the Celtics or anything, because the Knicks are going to basically be in that same scenario. Who are we going to really have? We got to be another year older with Carmelo Anthony, Amari Stoudemire. You don't really know what you're going to get out of that dude.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? There's real talk. And Raymond Felton will be back. Okay. You know what I mean? What do we have around that? So we're going to be basically on an even level with the Celtics. We're not going to be that much better than them. We're not going to be that much worse than them. Well, everybody else is going to get better. You know what I mean?
Well,
depending
you know,
on what Andrew Bynum does in Philly. You know Derrick Rose is coming back. You know Danny Granger, if he stays with Indiana, he'll be back. Everybody else is going to... Go ahead.
But you know, a good pickup for y'all would be Lou Dang. If y'all get to make that move and get Luau Dangs,
I think he's
getting
ready to re-up in Chicago.
Oh, he just re-up?
I think he's getting ready to re-up with the Bulls, yeah. I think he's getting ready to re-up.
But he might know something. Then Derrick, the only way he'll re-up if he know for a fact that Derrick Rose coming back.
Right.
But I think he a loyal Bull anyway, though.
Mm-hmm. What do you see as far as the draft is concerned? Are you keeping up with what's going on with the draft that's happening on Thursday night?
I know that Noel. I mean, you know, you got a couple teams interested in Noel. You know, dude with the high top fade.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, he going, but then you know they talking about some other people like nah, he a risk or whatever like that. But I mean, he got that spark. He got like that stock, that semi star quality right now. In the draft, so I mean that's basically who I'm looking at.
Oh,
I mean I don't really see nobody else.
You
okay.
Said Noel?
Yeah,
Noel.
That's what he said, you know.
Has the NBA spark? Maybe we talking about the wrong Noel.
He's talking about Nerlens Noel from Kentucky.
Yeah.
He's gonna have a great rebound, but he doesn't have that spark yet.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, if everybody drafts him like number one, number two, I mean, he got to have something because them GMs ain't going, you know. But I mean,
but then look at it like this, though. You look at it like this. Big men have, you know, been, you know, as far as getting ranked number one, they've been more known to not succeed as against versus like point guards. You know what I'm saying? And Nerlens Noel, first of all, he needs to get some. He needs to eat some Twinkies or something. He needs to get some more weight on him. And go ahead.
He's going to end up like my man Hashim Tabeek that came out of UConn.
Shout out to the homie. Yo, what did he do to his hair, son? But that's another topic. But, yo.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, he needs to eat some Twinkies or something, man, because he needs to get, you know, put some weight, put some mass on, man. But there's a kid out of Maryland named Alex Len that's getting a lot of, you know, getting a lot of publicity right now and, you know, making some little noise. Go ahead.
I don't think Alex Lingo will go number one. I got a feeling it's going to be somebody else. But if Alex go number one, because I know they're not even. I don't even think Cleveland's looking at Noel no more. They don't push Noel out.
You don't think so?
I don't think Cleveland's looking at Noel no more. I think because, like you said, they have Mitchell Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking more about Lynn now, but then they're talking about Porter Jr.
You know who I like, right? I'm getting ready to bring his name up again. Ben McLemore. That's my dude. I just like him.
He's up
you know
there.
What
he, I'm he, saying? He got his green invite. He's in the green invite.
Yeah, he's gonna be in the green room.
Yeah, he's gonna be in the green room.
You know what I mean? I think he should have stayed. But hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. There's a story behind that, but we'll get into that later on. But yeah, man, I like Ben McLemore, and I think he's him, Otto Porter, and the kid, Michael Carter Williams. I like those guys, but one of them is gonna go higher than expected, and one of them is gonna go lower than expected.
What about Anthony Bennett?
The kid from UNLV. He may be a sneaker in there. I may see him. If he goes lower than 6 to New Orleans, that'll be a surprise to me. I feel him somewhere in that top 5-6 mix somewhere, Anthony Bennett. Because, you know, he's doing his number. He's a machine. So, you know, stick that dude in your front court, man.
You
might have something going
on. They had him and Porter Jr. You know, people were like, who were the better of the two prospects? And, you know, I think Porter was because Porter has an all-around skill set game.
As a scorer,
up,
right. Mm-hmm,
it,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, Bennett doesn't play defense. We all know he doesn't play defense.
Right.
He doesn't play defense. So, and the guy was like, when he played, I said, well, not all the games. If you look at Porter is all around. Porter had to make himself do what he did when Wisnet went
right.
down. And
that's right.
So Porter did what he had to do, so he became skill set down in Georgetown.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot say Bennett is the better overall when he doesn't play this.
If I had a choice out of Otto Porter from Georgetown or Anthony Bennett from UNLV, I'd take Otto Porter.
The thing when they were talking about, well, Bennett has a great skill, I said no, because Bennett doesn't even know how to post. You know, his post is, that's the thing he has to work on when he gets into the NBA. His post, his defense, and, you know, he can shoot the outside. Nobody's just not denouncing that from him. He can shoot, but he doesn't have a great post book.
He's gonna probably, you know, get, you know, develop that, you know what I mean, develop, you know, his inside presence or whatever. He's 6'8", 240. So definitely he's going to, you know, be able to, you know, have a chance to, you know, expand his game and things of that nature. But I just think, again, like, you know, like the homie said, that, you know, Nerlens Noel, man, is a question mark. It's not really that
that's
going to be that, you know, no-brainer. You know what I'm saying? So again, like you said, you know, draft him, you know, let him sit on the bench for a couple of years, get his weight up, you know what I mean? Another, look at Anthony Davis, same difference, but he got hurt. Anthony Davis got hurt, so that was his excuse. You know what I mean? So now he has another off season to develop his game. You know what I mean?
You know who picks him? I'm looking forward. I can't wait to see if the Pistons pick
and number eight.
They pick eight because they're looking at Hope Caldwell or C.J. McCollum, but then they may not be those two. But then the people in Detroit want Trey Burke. But I don't think Trey was gonna go eight. He's gonna go beyond. I can't see him gonna be up beyond eight, above eight.
Okay,
not one of them other guys out there.
Ooh, so I don't see where is Trey Burke gonna fit? Who needs a point guard?
I don't know.
Cavaliers don't need a point guard.
Right, they don't.
Orlando might need a point guard. Washington Wizards don't need a point guard. They got John
Wall.
They
got Wall down there.
Charlotte don't need a point guard. They got Kemba Walker.
Yep.
Phoenix might need a point guard. You know what I'm saying? So are you gonna draft on need? Are you gonna draft on need? Or are you gonna draft on just the best player available? So that is going to be interesting to see if Trey Burke is still around when the Pistons pick at number eight.
That's all I want to say. I can't wait to see that on Thursday because I'm waiting for the Pistons pick and the Cavs pick. I'm not worried about in the middle because there's going to be a game in the middle.
What's the pick that Golden State got?
Excuse me, what was your question?
What's the pick that Golden State got?
What's the pick that Golden State Warriors have?
Yeah.
The Warriors don't have a pick in the first round.
They should
have. Oh, wow.
Now, they don't have a pick in the first round.
It would have been nice if they got a first round pick.
Their pick went, they're still pick number one, but their pick went to Utah.
Yeah, and that's right.
So they don't have a pick in the first round. So I guess that,
team won't have a pick in the first
round. But you know what, though? David Lee will be back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
David Lee will be back, and, you know, they'll have their home team together and things of that nature. So, huh?
With them shaky ankles.
Yeah. You know, but having him back healthy, that might help, you know, Golden State out. But as far as, you know, where Trey Burke is going to land, if he's still around the eighth pick, that's
going to
be hard for them. Do they draft the hometown dude?
Yeah, that's the pick that I want to see where he's going, and I also want to see where Shabazz Muhammad wind up.
Yeah, that's another dude, Shabazz Muhammad.
Tomorrow you'll know if he got it because the NBA may extend an extra seat for five more players, and his name was mentioned, and so was what's the name? Name was mentioned to go be in the green room. Shabazz Muhammad's name was mentioned yesterday.
That's an interesting. I'm gonna say something right now. I'm just gonna speak just to be speaking as some, you know, speaking how I feel about it right now. I don't see Shabazz Muhammad as a top 10. I don't see him as a top 10. Portland has the 10th pick in the draft. You know what I mean? And I don't see. I see him going probably somewhere. If he goes in the top 13 or 14. He's going to go in that range. I don't see him as being a top 10 pick.
I don't think he's
going to
go 14
so.
Or 15. I think he'll go before 14 or 15.
You think so?
I mean, Atlanta might scoop him up.
Atlanta
might scoop him up.
Atlanta has 17 and 18.
He's not going that far back.
So he has to still be there. So who is he? You know what I'm saying? So for you, Faith Walker, the first round, the order of the first round is the Cavaliers go first, then Orlando, then the Washington Wizards, then Charlotte. Phoenix has the fifth pick. New Orleans is sixth. Sacramento is seventh.
Detroit
is eighth.
Eight.
Minnesota Timberwolves are ninth.
Nine.
Portland Trailblazers are tenth.
The fifth, yep.
The Sixers
they got a whole lot
11.
Of point guards to choose from.
Huh?
They got a whole lot of point guards to choose from.
Point guards in this draft to choose from?
Yeah.
Well, besides the kid, we were talking about Trey Burke. You got that kid C.J. McCollum out of Lehigh. You know what I mean? So, you know, he's getting his, you know, he's getting his numbers up and things of that nature. The kid,
Michael Carter
Williams.
Syracuse.
Yeah, Syracuse. You know what I mean? He's doing his numbers too. So again, it's going to be very interesting. But again, you know, with the knowledge that really none of these guys are going to be like franchise guys. That you know what I mean? They're going to, you know, come in and turn around your franchise from the door. So a lot of them are going to.
There were only a few guys that stood out there with the friend. Like you talking about that in combine. They mentioned Otto Porter. They mentioned C.J. McCollum. They mentioned Polk Caldwell. Can automatically instantly start a NBA roster right now.
Say that again.
They said if they need anybody to start a roster, come in. You know they were saying
from
when they were talking about who can
from
come
this draft.
In. Right from this
okay.
draft, they picked those three.
Why did they leave Ben McLemore out?
That's my dude. I like Ben McLemore. I like his game. And they were saying that because he is, like you said, he's great. He can start. But they were saying if they had to pick out of them.
Those guys, right. I mean, I don't think you can go wrong with that.
Mom.
You know what I mean? But again, that takes, you know, again, it's like. Nerlens Noel was supposed to be that, you know that no-brainer pick number one. Now as it gets closer to the draft, you know, as it gets closer to the draft, everybody's like, you know what I'm saying? Coming up with, not excuses, but just reasons not to draft him number one.
Well, what's the skinny kid that's in Milwaukee right now? They got the funny haircut. I mean, he got game like him down there in Milwaukee. I forgot the cat down there in Milwaukee right now. You know, he came out of college doing pretty good. Yes, sir. Milwaukee Bucks in the NBA. He's a young cat, man. He had a funny haircut, man. He was making a lot of noise about 2-3 years ago. I forgot his name, but I know him when I see him. But he got game like him.
I probably have
to check him. I probably have to check out and find his name. But definitely Noel.
Where did he play college ball at?
You know what? I don't even have his college. He played college ball at, but I've seen him play a couple of times. He was making noise about 2 years ago.
I thought Noel was gonna stay back in Kentucky and try to win the championship.
I think he should have stayed.
I'm a proponent for staying in school anyway, man.
Yeah, but I just think that Nerlens Noel should have stayed. You know what I'm saying? And you know, John Calipari wasn't going to twist his arm and make him stay because, like you said, he got a factory down there. You know what I mean?
That's a revolving door down there in Kentucky, man.
But I just think that he should have stayed. A lot of these kids should stay. A lot of them. But, you know, what are you going to do, man? You know, what are you going to do? Go ahead.
I'm saying he's a 7-footer. He ain't even 250, man. So he get in the NBA, try to play a center, man. I mean, Chris Bosh is going to knock him out of the way.
Yep. He's going to definitely have to eat some oatmeal or something to get his weight up. But, yeah, man, it's just a thing that, you know, when these kids come out, man, and you know, they don't want to, you know, put their education first or put some experience first or even just put some life first, man. They just want to jump in the pool, and everything ain't for everybody. But I just want to touch on the topic right quick. Your Faith Walk, I just want to know your opinion on what do you think the best trophy in sports is?
The best trophy in sports.
Yeah, you got the Super Bowl trophy, you got the World Series trophy, the NBA trophy, you got the Stanley Cup, you got the World Cup, and you know whatever other trophy if you could think of. What do you think is the best trophy in sports?
I say, well, the hardest earned trophy I think probably be the Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. Football, you know, ain't what it used to be. You can't tackle, you can't barely touch for people no more. So football is out the way. Basketball, I mean, you earn it wear and tear on the knees, legs, and all of that stuff. But I think hockey, man, because dudes be getting hit with the pucks in the face. You're getting hit with the sticks. You're getting knocked down. It's basically a fight every night in hockey. So it's basically
right.
a fight every night. So.
That's right. Yeah, you live it dangerously, you know, playing a game with sticks.
There's a dude on, I'm thinking, the Blackhawks, got hit in the face with a puck. And went right back in the game.
And you see how he was skating around with that Stanley Cup last night?
grinning. See how he was grinning with the blood dripping off his face?
Yeah, yeah, man.
Wobbling and weebling.
Yeah,
but
man.
I don't know how he get hit in the puck and then come back on top. He got hit and broke his jaw. All his teeth was on the ice.
I mean, they spitting out teeth like fools. Let's go.
Yeah. And as far as the best trophy, I think the Super Bowl trophy and the World Series trophy, as far as respect goes,
yeah.
I think the Super Bowl trophy edges the World Series trophy out by a little bit.
Yep.
Just by a little bit. But to me, as far as which trophy I would rather have, just to have fun with, walk around with, and be with, is the Stanley Cup trophy. The Stanley Cup trophy is everywhere. It be at the lake. They drink wine out of it. They do whatever they do. It just seems like having the Stanley Cup trophy.
Let me ask
you
a question. If you go into a social gathering, which trophy you rather have?
The World Series trophy, because I can talk about the Yankees. Yeah, the World
but
Series trophy.
If you're in New York, you got that trophy, you're good.
Yes, well, see, that's
New York.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I only got one Super Bowl trophy with my Buccaneers. You know what I mean? I got one. I got a bunch of World Series with the Yankees. You know what I mean? I don't remember. I was 7 years old the last time the Knicks won a championship, so that don't really count. You know what I'm saying? So I need to get an NBA trophy. I got Super Bowl. I got Mad World Series. You know what I mean? I don't even, you know, jump in the Stanley Cup pool with the Rangers and the Islanders and all that. Got Stanley Cups. But I don't have that NBA trophy. I need that. I need that NBA trophy in my life.
Well, you know, I don't have no problem with mine.
Yeah.
I can talk about my skills. Yeah. I can talk about my Lakers. You know, I can talk about that all day.
Mm-hmm.
But the Super Bowl is the number one.
That's the trophy.
Yeah, speaking of your Lakers, go ahead.
So we here, man. 646-200-3838, man. First one to get in on the conversation. We started a little late tonight, man. We had a little rain delay, man. But we in the building, man. GQ Palace, after further review, man, is in your ear on a Tuesday. Go ahead, Faith. You ready to say something?
No, I was saying the Lakers, Kobe Mamba, he said he got about 3 or 4 more years left in him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I respect Kobe, man, for everything he's done for the game, man. You know, he's played 17 years. He's, what, 34 years old here?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could see him playing, you know, he's still a young dude. He's not old. I mean, his legs and as far as experience, he's been around 17. He's 34.
Let me ask you something at this point. Is the Lakers
going to
keep
him?
Do you think the next 3 or 4 years that the Lakers going to keep Kobe?
You think the Lakers going to keep Kobe Bryant the next 4 years?
Oh, Kobe want to be kept.
A Laker. Yeah, he's going to be retired as a Laker. We're not worried about that. I know the Lakers going to keep him the next 4 years. He's not going to be traded to another team. He's not going to go to another team. He's going to finish his career out with the Lakers.
I tend to agree with that right now because
I don't think that the Lakers, you know, want to let their, you know, only, you know, superstar, you know, walk away
no
or
way.
Leave at this point in the game
mm-hmm.
right now. You know what I mean? Even, you know, as much as, you know, they've given and they've done for each other. You know what I mean? He's helped them with titles. They've paid him very well. You know what I mean? So I think that, you know, that one icon dude that you would want to see stay with your team right now would be Kobe Bryant.
He's going to retire a Laker. He won't put another team jersey.
So what happened if Dwight said, look, I'll come back, but you got to do something with Kobe. He at the end of his role,
he
got to go.
If Dwight even had the gumption or the cojones to even say that out of his mouth, then I think that Chris Childs and Kobe Bryant should slap Dwight Howard in the mouth.
Dwight won't say that. Y'all keep thinking Dwight will say something like that. Dwight won't say that. That will never come out of
If I was Jerry Buss's son, I would look at Dwight Howard like he's crazy. Like, what's wrong with you?
You know the type of dude Dwight is? He's the type of dude that said, nah, he was going to say something to management and they come at you and say, nah, I ain't saying nothing.
Right, that confusion that he was causing down in Orlando.
That's the confusion he was causing.
And I don't think that, you know, I think Kobe is a stronger person. Kobe would be like, yo, come on, you serious? Like, right now, are you serious?
You're going to leave
Kobe,
because
I
decided to say bye. Bye.
Kobe, I ain't said nothing.
You know what I mean?
Kobe ain't, yeah. Kobe going to call you. And you know, that's the arrogance of Kobe, because Kobe ain't even starting nothing like that. All that talking. Kobe don't even, that's what I think I like about him. Kobe don't even worry about what nobody's saying. Yeah, that's what y'all saying.
Yeah,
Kobe
I
want
just,
one more ring.
I think they one more ring would justify it for him.
Yeah.
And then I would think, I would personally think that he would think about, you know, leaving the game. He got it. He got that ring. He got to come back and do it. You know what I mean? I think he can do it.
Will
do it? That's another question. But I think he can do it. You know what I mean?
Can he do it in L.A., though?
I think if he does do it, it's going to be in L.A.
Wow.
Especially with the Clippers, trying to step their game up, I think that really the heat is going to be on. You know, no pun intended, as far as you know that LA situation. They in the same building. The Clippers is really trying to step their game up, so they say. They went and got them a hire, which as far as you know, as far as the coaches is concerned with Doc Rivers. You know what I mean? So they want to be, you know, they want to have the building filled up when the Lakers play, just like, you know, when they play. You know what I mean? They don't want to just be the Lakers to be the top building. The Clippers want to be the top building or on equal footing with the Lakers. So I think that, you know, as far as the Lakers, they can't let Kobe go nowhere. Because the Clippers is not playing.
Clippers will never be top still as the Lakers.
What do you think about, let me ask you this, Kia. What do you think about a Dwight Howard for Blake Griffin trade?
No, I don't want
straight
that trade. We don't want Blake in L.A. Blake will never throw on the Lakers jersey. He will never throw on the Lakers jersey. We don't want Blake in L.A. Lakers.
Blake Griffin for Dwight Howard.
All Blake does is dunk. We don't need Blake for that.
Okay.
Blake can go somewhere else. We don't want Blake Griffin.
You better off getting DeRon J. Jordan. You'd be able to get him
better than him. I would rather you say DeAndre Jordan for Dwight Howard.
Yeah,
but
I'll take him, but I wouldn't take Blake Griffin.
So
you
would take DeAndre Jordan, but you wouldn't take Blake Griffin.
I don't even want both of them. You know
okay.
what? I'll trade Howard from the Lakers to Rondo out of Boston.
Mm. Oh. But that'll never happen off a GP. That'll never happen. Celtic in L.A.? No,
I would take that trade because, you know what, it's rumored that Rondo might not even be in Boston after, you know.
I mean, they blowing it up. They might as well.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? What's the reason for him to stay?
Yeah,
what's the reason for him to stay?
He may not be there.
He might not be there.
Because
there
was always
rumors.
You know what, this rumor, how it all started. Because y'all remember, when 2009, when they were going to try to trade Rondo and Allen for Barbosa and, what's his name, out of Phoenix Suns, Stoudemire. Remember, they were going to trade that trade. That's how the whole argument started back when Allen and Rondo got into a beef. But the thing about, man, me mad about Doc had an option to leave. Remember, he had an option to leave the Celtics. But, you know, him and Rondo been having this little quarrel or whatever. But after they won the 08 championship, beat the Lakers, that 9 started squashing, then 10, they got back to the championship. Doc had a chance to leave after that championship, but he stayed. And then as they heated up between Rondo and Allen, got very happy. And they started, it's like, you know, big stuff down in that locker room.
Right.
But I think what did it for Doc was when they traded Kendrick Perkins. Once they made that trade.
Yeah, once they got rid of Kendrick Perkins,
I was like, no, man.
Because you thought that when they had Kendrick Perkins, you thought that the Celtics was going to run the East for a hot minute. And they got rid of him.
And
he was like, oh, snap.
He got exposed. Kendrick Perkins got exposed because he got out of the
And that's what happened. That's what happened.
He got exposed. He was not even a good player. Now you think about he was a good player. When he got out of the Celtics, he got exposed.
Yeah.
But you know what happened? He wasn't in the system no more. He was
right. He wasn't in the right. He was hidden, like you said. He was hidden in Boston.
When he went
to Oklahoma City, he got exposed.
He got exposed.
The safety net got taken away. So what do you
think? Taken away.
What is
this mess? That was a big mess. And he know he got exposed. But it is what it is. But.
Look at James Harden. James Harden didn't shine in the Thunders. Why? Because the system that he was in. You put him in Houston. Now look at what he's doing.
He signed when he got to Houston. So it's a difference between
him and Houston. Yeah, but I'm saying he shined when he got to Houston. He became the go-to guy, averaging like 20-some points, almost 20-some points.
Because when he got to Houston, it was about him.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was Oklahoma City. It wasn't about him. It was about Kevin Durant.
When they put him and put in the mix, Debo, he embarrassed Perkins big time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but like you said, though, Kia,
to
put a bow on it, like you said, you know, Kendrick Perkins got exposed. He has no hand.
He got exposed.
He's just there. He's just a big liability.
Are you kidding me? Yep.
It's almost football season, so I didn't want to let the show go, you know what I mean, without talking a little bit of football. What's the update on your Steelers, Kia? I know you got something for me.
I said to myself, you know what the first thing I said? If he brings up, and you know how we fight like cats and dogs over that 8-8
yeah.
season. You know how we fight like cats and dogs over that 8-8
That's right. I'm going to remind you of that, too.
If he bring up that 8-8, all of a sudden he made him fight like cats and dogs again, and then making up. But it's like, I'm not worried about the 8-8.
Can we get a round of applause for the show's ratings? The show's ratings was off the hook. Can we get a round of applause for that, please? Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Why we gotta fight when it comes to, you know, before we even get to that 8-8 season, why we gotta, you know, whatever.
Because I told you. Faith Walker, you still with us, my dude? Listen, you got to check in with us, man. Football season. It goes down hard body, man. You would think that we got boxing gloves on while we on the phone, my dude. It goes down real hard. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, man. I've been a Buccaneers fan for the longest time since day one. I'm down with the Buccaneers, right? Kid likes the Pittsburgh Steelers. We have a bunch of different people. Mike calls in, he likes the Giants. You know what I mean? And so last year, right? About week 9, week 10, we tell Kia, look, Kia, she's a hard Steelers fan, hard body karate, my dude, bong. Can't tell her nothing. Yo, Kia, listen, the Steelers, is, you know, they not really doing what they supposed to be doing. Oh, you can't tell me that. That's how it went down. So what we would do, Faith, we would walk through the schedule week by week. We would go, they're going to win this game, they're going to lose this game, they're going to win this game, like that, right? So we said, you know what? We're getting Steelers 9-7. What? Are you kidding me? Are you? Yo, listen. You would have thought that somebody said that Oprah got a haircut off or something. It was going off. Like, what's the deal? And so, Faith, we was going. We needed a referee, man. It was going down.
And they lost Mike Wallace and everything.
Mike Wallace left. White Wallace left and all of that. Defense. So they finished 8-8. So what happened was, I'm going to let Kia finish telling you the story about when the Steelers finished 8-8.
Steeler Nation, what's going on?
Woo!
This season.
No.
Oh,
it's all right. But this season, it's a new season. You know what I'm saying?
I said, you know what? If you bring up that 8-8,
I was.
He brings up the 8-8. It's nothing but. And then we got to fight and argue over this 8-8. Are you right about that 8-8? And that 8-8, I can't wait to get up to camp. When I'm up to camp in August, I can't wait.
Oh, it's going down. We get ready to have after further review. We going down,
and
man.
I'm looking for good things.
So, Faith, what's your football team, man? So we can start on you early.
Yeah. Shout out to Aaron Hernandez, man. Shout out to Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, you like the Patriots?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a question for you, Faith Walker.
Yeah. I know you're going for tight end position, right?
Who is going to play tight end for you now?
Tebow.
I figured you was going to say that. So was it some divine intervention that led Tebow to the Patriots? You had two tight ends.
Rob Gronkowski can't stay out the operating room.
Rob Gronkowski can't stay out the operating room. And Aaron Hernandez, he's... What's going on? It's so many speculations down there.
The thing is, what's cracking me up, and everybody jumping to, they have not yet charged him with anything. So that means everything is inclusive. When you don't charge nobody, that means you don't have enough evidence to charge him.
But he's still finished, man.
But whether he finished whatever, it could be whether he finished. I'm just saying, but his name and his reputation being charged with murder would not, you know, that's a totally different from a charge with murder.
Man, charged with shoplifting, murder, that's different.
That's the same thing when Ray Lewis was charged with murder in Atlanta. You know, just attach to your name until you clear. And I'm afraid
about Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis went through that murder and stuff like that, but you know, but this is, I mean, this is different. Patriots don't play that. Even if he get off on that, they're gonna be like, okay, obviously you tried to do that somehow.
Ray Lewis pre-plotted a deal because he was holding. Ray Lewis knew what happened. He wasn't talking, but you know what? Once somebody told him in his ear, you going down for this is murder, and he talked.
A lot of that with Ray, he you know, he didn't talk, and he got involved in something that maybe, you know, shouldn't have been involved in. But this
exactly.
dude,
he
got his fingerprints all over this.
I don't even feel like,
you know, like, you know, like you said, if they had something on them, they get them. You know, don't hold nothing
they
over my
them.
Head.
Hold
you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
Again, like, but like Faith said, you know, it's a wrap for you, man. You know,
I
don't know.
He went to he went up to Foxborough to the training facility. They turned the Patriots turned because it wasn't the doors wasn't open anyway, so he didn't get in.
The doors wasn't open anyway.
Yeah,
I bet you the doors wasn't open.
Even if
Jimmy don't live here.
Yeah, Belichick is not even, you know, talking about it. They hunt her down.
You
ain't
got to go home, but you can't come here.
But listen,
who would have thought that, you know, Aaron Hernandez would have been bringing the circus to town when you signed Tim Tebow? You know what I'm saying? So I bet you Tim Tebow's like, where's, you know, nobody paying no attention to me. You know?
I mean, you know what, Bill Belichick gonna say, Tim, we gonna need you to fill in because the situation with Aaron and sure, no problem. What you need me to do? You know, he gonna fit right in.
You know what? It's gonna play out.
You
whatever.
Better hope
like
he fit in.
Yeah, it's gonna play out.
Catch. I hope he can catch.
You better hope he fit in.
It can't really
it's gonna
play,
be
but I mean,
very interesting down there. But like I said, if they find something, they got all the fingerprints, got all this, got all that, got a Ray Lewis now charged what couple of days, the day later, whatever, ever had nothing, still hanging on, nothing. Now they put divers into
Yeah, Gronkowski. I just don't know how they just went from, you know, being, you know, on top of the, you know, top of the game to just, you know, getting caught up and involved in silly stuff, and now basically,
okay,
you know,
you
might not hear from
them
anymore.
You talk about football, the top 100.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Breeze came in at number 11. The thing I got a problem with him not being in number 2, even though he didn't go to the playoffs, but this is about performance for the year. Am I correct? It's performance for the year.
Right.
Here, Breeze had 5,000 yards. Rodgers didn't have 5,000. Brady didn't have 5,000. Or nor did Peyton have 5,000. Breeze had 42 touchdowns. Brady didn't have 42 touchdowns. Rodgers didn't have 42 touchdowns. And Manning didn't have 42 touchdowns. But those three are going to be in the top 10. I'm like, it's a big controversy now because, and it should be, why is Breeze in number 11 and these three are in the top 10? That doesn't make no sense. That's unwarranted. I'm like, what?
I mean, again, you know, it's subjective, yo. You have your opinion, and you know they have their opinion. You know what I mean? Whatever opinion counts, it depends on how you look at it. But as you're looking at it, Drew Brees, you know, he passed over 5,000 yards. You know what I'm saying?
Three consecutive seasons.
Yeah.
So
that has to factor into it again. You know what I mean? Regardless what Rodgers and them do. You know what I mean?
Rodgers had the biggest turnover, but look at the controversy. Peyton didn't even play last year, right? Peyton didn't play 11 and 12. How did Peyton get on the top 50 last year?
Because it's Peyton Manning. It's simple as that.
It's ridiculous.
It's Peyton Manning.
Please.
It's that simple.
He didn't even play.
No? I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, if you you'd have put Joe Flacco up there, you know, somebody would have been screaming. I mean, he's a Super Bowl champion.
Please, he don't even.
You know what I mean? So there you go. So I mean,
he
again, it's subjective.
In a regular season, yeah,
it's what you like. It's what you like. You know what I mean? So again, you know, I I really, you know, pay too much attention to that top 100 and top 50
I mean,
and all
I
that. It's just,
it.
It's what you,
it's
what you feel, it's what you see. Because a lot of people, you ask a Cowboys fan, they'll tell you Tony Romo's the man. You ask a Patriots fan, they'll tell you Tom Brady's the man. You know what I'm saying? So it's really subjective.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, it comes
so,
down to the performance.
Well, actually, Belichick, but you know.
Belichick?
The performance.
Yeah, Belichick's the man.
Belichick is the man. Belichick ain't been the man in 8 years. I'm going to have fun with you this season, son.
Belichick ain't been the man in eight years.
Only Belichick can take a quarterback who had high school experience throwing the football and turn him into a playoff, you know what I'm saying, to an 11-win season.
Mm. And only Bill Belichick can get away with the Tuck rule.
Yeah.
You know what?
Hello?
Hey, they eliminated that. They eliminated that this year, though.
Hello?
Hey, you know what? That's a bad man, though. That's a bad
man, though. Look at how we played the New York Jets. I am no longer the HC of the NYJ, and I'm out. I have no press conference. I ain't talking to you. I don't want to. We ain't got nothing to talk about. He wrote it on the napkin.
What he came in number seven all time coaches. Belichick, but they say, you know, he's a great, which he is a great coach, and you know, great mind. But he's always going to be tainted with Spygate. It's going to always follow his coach because he was that mastermind. He got Spygate hanging over his head. He can never. That's something he wish he could take back. He can't take.
And
Spygate
I mean, you
back.
Know, it's a lot of stuff with Belichick when he was with Cleveland. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if he was so, you know, if he was so high-powered and a mastermind, he would have turned the Cleveland Browns around.
Exactly.
That didn't happen.
That
so,
that's
you know what I mean? So it's not... Go ahead, Faith Walker.
Well, what about your man down there, the coach for Tampa Bay? He ain't came back in the league. He ain't came back in the league since he won that championship and they had that bad season.
You know about John Gruden?
Yeah.
John Gruden waiting for the right job.
How many years has it been?
He's been offered jobs. He turned down a lot of jobs because
John Gruden
is a hot
name. Yeah,
he could have been a Cowboys coach. He could have been a Cowboys coach. I mean,
but
so many coaching jobs there. He could have been there.
Yeah,
they got to fire Whistler to be that coach, and they wasn't gonna let him be the coach. But he turned out a lot of jobs. Him and Cowell turned out a lot of. Cowell won a season quarterback when he came back in the league.
He won Kobe and Shaq. He won Kobe and Shaq.
Paul
Wright, Paxson. That's what he won. He won the Phil Jackson situation.
Stacey King.
he won the Phil Jackson situation.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, they're not going to, you know, they've established themselves, and they're not going to jump into no situation where they got to come, like, you know, and suffer first. They want to win off the box to keep their name, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to, you know, get into no situation that's going to jeopardize their, you know, who they are. You know, so they're just waiting for the right situation to come along. You know.
So they had Belichick at number seven. They had Chuck Noll before Belichick, but they had him as the all-time, you know, coach. And they were talking about that tainted, you know, how tainted.
What team Chuck Noll play for? I mean, what did he coach?
He coached the Steelers.
Uh huh. Yeah, figures. Oh,
yeah,
next
Chuck
question.
He masterminded a dynasty, so that's why he's ahead of Belichick, and so is Don Shula. And rightfully, they actually.
There's a bunch of coaches that should be. There's a bunch of coaches that should be ahead of Belichick. Tom Landry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? John Madden? Stop playing.
But if I remember, he used to be one of the coaches on New York Giants.
Who?
Landry.
Lawrence Taylor and all of them. You remember that. Belichick was there. Yes, he was.
Yeah, Belichick was there. Okay,
He was the mastermind on that defense.
Who was the mastermind of the defense?
Belichick was the coach.
But look at the players he had. Look at the defense he had. Me and you could have coordinated that defense. Banks, Lawrence Taylor, Marshall. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. That defense was retarded.
I'm saying you put anybody on cocaine, I mean, the defense is going to be lethal anyway.
Well, I mean, if you want to put that in the mix, then, you know, hey, but, you know, it is what it is. You know? A lot of cats was out there getting sniffed up. Hollywood Henderson was out there getting sniffed up, eating hot dogs on the sideline.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, that was the, you know, that's how they was doing it back in the, hey,
yeah,
what can you
Michael,
say about
Michael
that,
Urban,
you know?
Yeah,
you know?
Michael,
yeah,
Urban,
Michael Urban, you want to get more recent than that, Michael Urban? Indeed, that's right.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
yeah man,
yeah,
as far
yeah.
as the, but coaches, though, again, you know, do you, you know, Belichick is definitely up
so
there.
Where would you put Al Davis at?
Al Davis as far as the owner? And the influence on the game, he's in my he's on my Mount Rushmore, Al Davis.
So who would you put him? Him or Jerry Jones?
Al Davis.
Jerry Jones is
okay.
no owner.
Al Davis, definitely, definitely. Because you know why? Because Al Davis took on the league. Al Davis took on the NFL and won.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Al Davis,
yeah.
you know, not alone the fact that he's from Brooklyn or whatever, but Al Davis, you know, he, you know, his whole attitude, his whole demeanor was like, you know, all I wanted was win. I don't care about nothing else. When
you
his,
don't
when
even
his voice,
that,
when they was tearing up, when they was tearing up the league, when Jack Tatum and them was putting people in the hospital and paralyzing people, you didn't hear a peep out of Al Davis. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? When Fred Biletnikoff had all the stickum on him and Lester Hayes was doing the interviews and couldn't really talk, no disrespect, because he was stuttering and whatnot. You know what I mean? When they had Kenny Stabler and Dave Casper and all that. Come on now. You ain't hear a peep out of Al Davis, yo. All he
you
wanted to do was win.
They had Jerry Jones up there, like, you even mention his name, because they don't even consider Jerry Jones an owner. If he's more of a businessman than he is an owner.
Yeah.
More of a coach than a, he more of a coach than
yeah, he wants to be a coach. Yeah, he wants
he's
to be a coach.
Mm-hmm. Jerry Jones is a marketeer. He makes sure he makes his money. He's not even considered a coach.
So
he's
is
this,
so
a great business mind.
So in your opinion, is he in your opinion, do you think he's really concerned about getting the Cowboys to win a Super Bowl?
I think he's concerned
about money.
You know what? I think his ego now, because a lot of people are pressuring him the way he found that money. Because it was in Sports Nation, they were talking about Jerry Jones and being criticized now with that money and not have yet produced a winning team since he took over the ownership. They were all talking about this, and you know.
I mean,
and,
he produced winning teams because he was the owner when the Cowboys were winning them Super Bowls. But lately, recently, he got rings, huh?
No, go ahead.
He has rings, but we just talk about recently, like
right,
you know, how come they have
the Super Bowl? The
right, exactly.
The
that's
rings
right.
he got
the
now is the ones keeping him up late at night for signing Tony Romo to a contract.
That's true too.
They talking
and,
about
and
the
rings
left,
he,
the
and the rings and the rings that he got back then is keeping him in the conversation now, just like you said. That's keeping him in the conversation
it's,
now.
It's not even a conversation no more because it's been a long lap.
Yeah,
they
you're
talking
right.
about the lap of not
but look
getting
at,
back
but look,
here.
But look, they still talk about the Patriots. They ain't won in 8 years.
Yeah.
Hey, but they still got the same quarterback. That
they still
that's
got the same quarterback, the same coach.
That's,
the same, that's right.
That's
right.
The karma that's getting them because you know
Troy
that's
Aikman
the
ain't still in the huddle, though.
Yeah,
What do you
do about that though? As far as like you have a stadium, a $1 billion stadium, you know, you sign your quarterback to this crazy contract, you know, you're expected to win, you know, people calling you America's team, and you're an owner now. People are noticing that you're really not about the team. You're about just trying to get your business together. You'd rather have a Manny Pacquiao fight in your stadium than to make sure that your team is balanced.
Yeah. I think that's really awful, man, because Jerry, I wouldn't have signed Tony Romo. Just the defense is really suspect. I mean, everything is out of order, man.
It's suspect. The Cowboys defense suspect. No.
It really is suspect.
Cowboys defense was never suspect, especially when you got DeMarcus Ware doing that. Not suspect. DeMarcus Ware.
They ain't really hurt nobody, man.
They had DeMarcus Ware. What are you talking about in the top four? DeMarcus Ware.
You can sack all you want to. When is it going to translate into wins, playoff wins?
Right, but you said the defense. You talking about the defense. You ain't talking about win. It was always go look at their record in the defense section. They were up and they were known up in the defense.
But you know what? If their defense is so good. Now, your defense during the golden era of Pittsburgh Steelers, that translated into what? Championships.
Championships.
So if the Cowboys championships is
let
so
me say,
thorough,
it'll always transfer into championship. We had an 8-8 season where we were the number one defense.
Say that to the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore Ravens went straight to the Super Bowl with a trashy quarterback and
the elite defense. You said defense transfer into the championship. No, we had the number one defense. We were number one to run, number one to pass. We had the number one defense. So you can have the number one defense. I mean, you're gonna go to the playoff, but we had the number one defense.
So last year the Steelers was the number one defense.
Yeah, you go look it up. They sure know who.
Oh, wow.
NFL.com. Go look her up.
Oh, wow. Number
one
defense?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Number one total defense still. You can look it up right now if you got near a computer.
Well, I tell you what. Ben Roethlisberger, your defense is old right now.
My defense was old last year.
I might have been off on that, but I ain't off on this. The defense is suspect this year.
I'm going to say this right here. You're telling me something
say this
right
here.
We were the number one defense the last 3 years at our old age. I'm trying to figure out what
you're
trying
to tell
me. I'm going to
say this right here. Last year, Pittsburgh's defense was number one. New England's defense.
I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to tell me.
New England's defense was number 25.
I'm trying to tell me, what are you telling me? You ain't telling me nothing.
Not to knock your team, but Tampa Bay defense is number 29. So there you go. You feel better?
Hey, Kia, I'm not knocking your Pittsburgh Steelers.
We don't worry about nobody knocking us being old. We was number one since 2009. So I'm trying to figure out how we old. We don't worry about being old. Number one defense, tell us something.
And we ain't even getting started yet, Faith, man. We still in the off season, man. It goes down over here.
I know, right?
It goes down. So when you talk about the Steelers, that's hey, there you go. But yeah, man, the Steelers, as far as, coaching and teams winning and things of that nature, and everybody wants to, slap the dynasty tag on the team, you got to let a team just do their thing. Because like you said, from the Raiders and, they were teams that were winning, Super Bowls. They won Super Bowls, the Super Bowls that they were in, Then, as time went by, they went to the Super Bowls and still did their numbers and stuff, but then they lost the Super Bowl. So it really just depends on where you are and who you're playing against. The Steelers won their Super Bowls, and they have been to a Super Bowl that they lost. So, and it happens. So it's the Patriots. And it just depends,
man. Our defense was real suspect. Patriots' defense was real suspect, and we got into the playoffs.
Yeah, a lot of teams' defense is suspect in getting to the playoffs, and that's when you get exposed. And then sometimes your quarterback can get exposed, like Atlanta with Matt Ryan. I'm not really feeling Matt Ryan. I never was. But then the last two seasons, everybody anointed Atlanta as that Super Bowl team. They went down and they made the playoffs, and they lost the playoffs at home the last 2 years. And it was Matt Ryan, that had a lot to do with them losing those games. So that's why I really don't put Matt Ryan in that upper echelon conversation of quarterbacks, because he's had everything put in his lap. And what did they do with it? They're still waiting for Atlanta to make some noise. Yeah, so it's football season. It's going down over here. We got a hard body. It's going down. So yeah, man. Again, man, it's a lot of a lot of teams that's making noise and trying to do what they got to do. But I don't really like talking about football too early. But they always try to they always pull me back in. The team that from the top of my head right now, I'm thinking it's going to make some noise, and I might hear some noise from Keo about this one. The Kansas City Chiefs. What do you think about the Chiefs? They got Alex Smith. You know how I always talk about Alex Smith, Keo. I like Alex Smith as the quarterback. They got a running game. They got receivers. They got a defense. They got a coach now with Andy Reid, who's not going to take no mess. So do you think that Denver has something to worry about as far as Kansas City is concerned?
Mm-mm.
You don't like Kansas City? Okay. All right.
I'm just saying, from the top of my head,
Kansas City might make some noise.
I'm going to say the only thing that – go ahead, Kia. I apologize. Go ahead.
No, I'm like the Chiefs. I think Andy Reid's going to make some statements.
Mm-hmm.
I think the whole thing about that is just Andy Reid. That's the wild card factor in that whole Kansas City issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If they ain't had him, I wouldn't worry about it.
Right.
I agree. I'm not worried about it either.
I just think that, they're making some moves that are going to be, going to be positive for them. And I think they're going to, you know, pass by, you know, even San Diego
like
and Oakland.
I like their running back.
You know, and Kansas City has the nucleus of a team that really, you know, they have tight ends. They have Moeki. They got the receiver. They have Dwayne Bowe. They got a quarterback now that they can rely on. I think Alex Smith got the short end of the stick in San Francisco.
Yeah, they went with the flavor of the month.
They went with Kaepernick and things of that nature. And Alex Smith got the – and I think that he's with the right dude that was – you know, his situation was he needed a quarterback. Andy Reid didn't have a – you know, his quarterback situation was unsettled in Philly. So now he has a situation where his quarterback situation is settled now. He's got a dude that can take him for the next 3 to 5 years, and hopefully they can get something done. I like Kansas City just to talk now preseason style. Just to talk right now. That's the AFC team I like. You know, just to talk preseason style. But in the NFC, I'm not going to, you know, make no noise and stuff yet because it's still early. But we better watch my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If Josh Freeman has any kind of season, I'm starting early. Can I get a round of applause for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, please?
I'm going with Keo on that one.
Can I get a round of applause?
I think I'm with Keo on that one.
I can't even get a round of applause for my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right, though. But I think Tampa Bay is going to make some noise, man. We got some corners. We got Deshaun Golson. We got Darrell Revis. We're going to make some noise. But Josh Freeman.
Okay.
Josh Freeman is the
wild
card. We
just ain't going to throw where Revis Island at. That's all. We ain't going to throw
It went down south. It went down south. It's all good. And we got the Jets the first game of the season. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can see it now. He's going to take one back to the house. He's going to intercept Mark Sanchez, and they're going to be throwing bottles at them. I'm going to love it, baby. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's right. That's my squad right there.
Going back to the Chiefs. I'm a big fan of Jamal Charles.
Yeah, Jamal Charles is that dude.
Big fan.
He had a 200-something-yard game against New Orleans last year, I believe that was. He went crazy on them. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. I wanted to get your opinion on the situation with Serena Williams and her situation out in Wimbledon right quick, that they was going back and forth with Sharapova.
Oh, Serena made the statement.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to sit here and get in a battle with somebody about some nonsense. And that's how I am. Why should she get in a battle with Sharapova? All she does is going to do her talk on the court and eat her.
Okay. You think she's going to win Wimbledon?
Of course. She's going to win.
I think she's going to win.
Of course.
I think she's going to win it, too. And I think that, again, you know, a lot of this stuff is timely, too, you know what I mean? When, you know, a certain situation or a certain tournament comes up, now all of a sudden, you know, what you said in the magazine a couple weeks or a month ago now has bearing on this tournament now, like to put pressure on you.
Yeah.
Instead of talking about what you're going to do in the tournament, you're talking about an interview that you did in Rolling Stone or whatever.
You know
what I'm saying? And she's having problems. Like you said, she's having problems between those white lines. She can't handle Serena. She don't want no problem with Serena. You know what I mean? But anything outside of that, they're going
to
talk about it all day.
Yep. She's faulty right now. That's
very, very much so. Very, very much so. So, shout out to Serena Williams. There. She's doing her thing at Wimbledon, man. Again, man, we here. You watching any WNBA basketball?
I'm watching a little.
I'm watching a little.
I can't wait.
I'm watching a little. I'm looking
forward.
Go ahead, Faith.
I like old girl, man. That be dunking all over the place, man. She a beast, man.
Brittany Griner.
Oh my goodness, she a freak of nature.
The Harlem Globetrotters drafted her, and she was like, "Nah, she don't want to play for the Harlem Globetrotters." They had a little annual player draft. And they drafted Brittany Griner, and she said, "Nah, she don't want to play for them."
You know, heard about how when she, in Baylor they kept it a secret. You know, she talked about, you know, her sexuality, that they didn't want her to come out. You know, when she was down in Baylor and stuff like that, and they wanted to be, you know, close-minded right now.
Right.
But she came out and she said, "But I can't wait to, you know, that the, you know, it's okay because they played a couple games now. Wait till they get to the middle of the season when they have to, you know."
Yeah, I mean, right now, the Phoenix Mercury, she had to wait a minute to get her first win, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but, you know, now they got their little barons under them. They're playing San Antonio right now as we speak.
Yeah.
And I think that Brittany Griner is going to be, you know, she gets a chance to do what she needs to do. She's going to be definitely be one of those people that the league are going to say, you know, look at us, and this is who's representing us. And I think that's a good thing.
You think she's going to be another Lisa Leslie?
As far as the WNBA, because I think she's going to have a chance to be better than Lisa Leslie.
She has a chance to be better than Lisa Leslie.
She like Shaq in the league.
She has a chance to be better than Lisa Leslie. I think so.
I have to wait and see.
And there's a lot of females in the WNBA. You know what I mean? You got
Maya Moore.
Maya Moore, Tina Charles. You know what I mean? My girl, Elena. Della Don that plays for Chicago. You know what I mean? The point guard, Ivory Ladder. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
she plays for Washington. You know, Simone Augustus. Nobody talks about Simone Augustus no more. You know what I mean? She plays with Maya Moore out there. You know what I'm saying?
Because of Maya Moore. Look, you just said the key word when nobody's talking about her. Look who's playing on the team.
Yeah, but Simone Augustus is nice.
But we're talking about Maya Moore.
Maya Moore came and took all the shine from Simone Augustus.
Maya Moore like LeBron.
Minnesota Lynx got a team. Maya Moore contributes. Maya Moore contributes, but they got. Come on now, Lindsay Whalen.
Who's the biggest name on the Minnesota Lynx?
Lynx.
Yeah, it's Maya Moore.
I beg to differ with you on that one.
I think Simone Augustus is just as big a name.
As Maya Moore,
right?
I say, in my opinion, Maya Moore is more used now. Okay, all right. They got Lindsey Whalen, they got Rebecca Brunson on their squad.
Yeah.
They got a team. If it was up to me, if I had a choice between Maya Moore and Simone Augustus, I'd take Simone Augustus, and you take Maya Moore, which is fine.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I just think that, you know, Simone Augustus is that scorer, and Maya Moore does her numbers as well. But if it was up to me and I just had to flip a coin gun to my head, I would take Simone Augustus over Maya Moore, not taking nothing away from her. But, again, there's a lot of, you know, outstanding females in the WNBA that need to get shine, that need to get heard from. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
My girl, Cappy Pondexter, that played for the Liberty. You know what I mean? She does her numbers.
What's the name that came out of Buckets too that played?
Essence Carson?
Yeah, she's not Essence.
You know, and then one name that we didn't even talk about, Candace Parker.
I said Candace Parker when you were talking.
I didn't hear you. My bad. Candace Parker. And what about, remember Sue Bird?
Diana Taurasi.
Diane Taurasi. Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, you can pick and choose who you like.
What's her name? What's the former basketball player? She's former now. She played guilty to murder, attempted murder.
Oh, you're talking about Shamika?
Yeah.
Shamika Holdsclaw. And then what about my girl, Angel McCutchie, that played for Atlanta? And last year, they was going through it, the Atlanta Dream. They was going through some, I don't know if they had a fight or something was going on. And all of a sudden, it just went, their whole season just went in the toilet. But yeah, man. What's the girl down in Tulsa that Jay-Z's just signed? What's her name? Skylar Diggins.
Skylar Diggins.
Okay, yeah. So I mean,
he's signing everybody.
Yeah. He just got Kevin Durant, man. You know, and I think that's a good look for him as far as making sure that these athletes are going to be taken care of, and then they want to have they want to have that connection with Jay, you know. And a lot of these other agents are getting mad, but whose fault is that?
I don't think a lot of these agents are getting mad.
No, are you crazy? You think Drew Rosenhaus is happy that Jay Z snatching up all these that Robinson Cano left him to go with sign with Jay Z?
But are you talking about Robinson Cano compared to a bigger contract, a bigger name?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I'm not saying Robinson's not a bigger name. But I don't think anybody is losing sleep right now. You know what would have been losing sleep if he would have signed LeBron James. You know what I'm saying? But he's not going to sign LeBron James.
But he got Kevin Durant. That's the next best thing.
But he's not going to sign Kamala Anthony.
But he got Robinson Cano. He got Skylar Diggins. And who else did he sign? He said, and he got somebody else. Did he sign DeSean Jackson too?
No.
From the Eagles?
Geno Smith, no, he's not
a charge. No, Geno Smith, that has yet to be determined about Geno Smith.
Yeah, that's
the that has yet to be determined. But as far as everything else, listen, we got like 4 minutes left. We're just going to shoot the breeze until we get there next week. Next week is our party, man. We're going to blast off for the holiday.
Geno Smith,
you got something to say before we get out of here?
The Geno Smith, they're going to taint him if he gets caught. If he gets caught and it's come out, it's going to taint him. He's going to be
okay.
In trouble.
That's what it is.
Because those pictures were surfaced before he even signed Geno Smith. And you know, Paul Tagle,
Roger Goodell.
He's an attorney by trade. So
no doubt.
He's not handling this well because
that's what
there's
it
no
is.
Way those pictures should never surface.
Okay. Safe Walk, you got something to say before we get out of here, my dude?
Shout out to Aaron Hernandez. Hold your head.
Yeah, that's what it is. Hold your head. I don't know if Mike, you still on the line with us? Okay, he's reading biography. He's reading his Eli Manning biography right now.
Reading Solo on Ice or something.
Yeah. Listen, man, another week went down again. Once again, shout out to the Miami Heat. Shout out to the Chicago Blackhawks, man. You know, another championship season going down. Shout out to Angie, man. You know it's your birthday and all that. You check in with us next week. You know I'm going to scold you again. I might blow you up on your Facebook page and all that. Check me out, man, after further review, man. Every day it goes down, hard body karate. I do my thing. Check out GQ Palace Radio, man. They do their thing. Shout out to the big homie Rich holding down the situation. Shout out to Miss Lavina behind the board. It goes down every night of the week. You know what it is. Tuesday night flow right here with the mayor, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. If you want to get in on the conversation, all you got to do is press 1, man. Don't be scared. You know what I mean? You might learn something. Check us out, man, every Tuesday night. Check out GQ Palace, man, every night of the week. Shout out to the ladies. It goes down tomorrow night with the Diva Squad and all that. Thursday night, you got the couple situation. Friday night, my man Rich, you never know who's going to swing through with his show because it's butter, baby. Like he says, it goes down. Hard body karate. GQ Palace is in the building. Monday nights is my man Steph Dallas. I hope the kids are put to bed and all that. You got all your little wineries and your cheese and crackers and all that good stuff going down with Steve Dallas on Monday nights. Then back again Tuesday with the mayor. Shooting the breeze about the sports stuff, man. It goes down. GQ Palace after further review. Thanks to everybody who called, man. Thanks to everybody who listened. We'll check you out next week, man. This is the mayor. Peace.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on a pro. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay, the recap. The game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a click. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. When it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.